about something I feel like this season requires, like this season that we're going into requires this. If you'll turn to Ephesians chapter 3, I shared this on Sunday, and for those of you that came early and heard this, I feel it's a little awkward, but I honestly, in fact, I even called Bill tonight. I don't usually call and say, hey, what do you think I should preach? But I felt so strongly that what I preached, when I shared on Sunday morning, was actually a word that needed to be shared here. And I was trying to prepare something else, and I just kept hearing over and over. I'm like, wow, am I hearing this right? I felt like the Lord said, I want you to repeat what you shared on Sunday. And so it was so like, I just couldn't prepare anything else. I think everyone who preaches know what I'm talking about. It's like, I just couldn't think of anything else to prepare. So I called Bill and I said, what do you think if I repeat that word? He said, I think that's the right word. And so I think that where we're heading, this whole thing of God acknowledging you that you're his servant in front of people is going to require a different kind of strategy and structure. I think it's one thing when people acknowledge you and people go, oh, you're amazing. It's another thing when God goes, this is my beloved son, listen to him. There's something that happens in our lives when God begins to acknowledge, this is my servant, this is the person I sent. And it creates a expectation that needs accountability. Does this make sense? I love the book of Ephesians. You guys are a little quiet tonight. Are you okay? Okay. Ephesians 3, verse 1, and this whole chapter, I love this whole chapter, but I just want to read you a couple verses. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of the Gentiles, if indeed you've heard of the stewardship, everybody say stewardship, of God's grace, everybody say God's grace, which was given to me for you, which was given to me for you, say, which was given to me for you. And I really love this whole chapter about the wisdom of God being taught by the church to principalities and powers, but this one verse, and you know, most of you are preachers or teachers in here, and you know what it's like to, you read a passage like the book of Ephesians. I don't know how many times I've read it. It'd be in the thousands for sure. And you read a book, you read a chapter, and you're really, really familiar with it. Like, you can almost put your brain in neutral and read the chapter, because if you don't know it, you know, word for word, you know it enough that you know what the next verse is, kind of like almost like a song. And I was reading this chapter not long ago, and I got to this part where, you know, I was reading the whole book of Ephesians.